93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. And for some strange reason, on a Friday afternoon, this made real good sense. The guys Sublime with Rome are here in town. They're playing sold out over at the Marquee Theater. And somebody thought, okay, you guys have a meet and greet at 4:30. It's 10 of 4 now, Friday afternoon, in America's fifth largest city, where there's no traffic problem whatsoever. Let's send you off to the radio station. Just hang out here at the radio station if that's what you want to do.
Spinal Tap.
Well, I manage this band, and I tour manage this band, so...
So you're ready?
This is Rome speaking, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
You've been through all this stuff?
No, man. We just wake up and they go, you know what? It's time to go to radio. And we're like, oh, okay. And they're like, hey, don't forget you have a meet and greet. We're like, okay.
So there's, okay, we care. What city are we in? Do you have to write what city you're in down on the front of the stage?
The local transit system.
No, I don't have to do that.
Yes, you do. All right, two questions. First and foremost, before we get into the music, have you ever been in a bad mood playing ska? Is it possible to do that?
Absolutely.
It is. It's possible to be in a bad
mood.
It's
called hate ska.
Yeah, like hate ska.
Hate ska.
Like what genre. What the Boss Tones do, that kind of thing, or just angry ska?
It's angry, mean ska.
Right.
Death ska.
We're into death ska.
You guys are the Norwegian death ska band?
Yeah, like Bouncing Souls.
And secondly, how easy is it for you guys to write the most offensive, inappropriate music, but as long as there's a ska beat behind it, nobody has any idea what's going on?
My dad's a senator.
Yeah, this next song is great. We're talking about CIA and the KKK.
Oh, really?
Crack. It's good.
Fine.
All those are not bad words.
My dad's a senator of South Dakota.
Oh, excellent. So we'll just lose our license now. Fantastic. Live in the studios, right here in the Twin Peaks Restaurant Studios of KDKB, please welcome Sublime with Rome.
Ooh. Wish I had a cowbell. Yeah. One, two, yeah. Two, three, go. My window, cool and bright, dance so slowly into night. Funny how things look the same. Now that my friend Eben changed. Let's go! Eben was a coolie that used to know. Now he's down with the PLO. Cold kicking in live with the KKK. No JVC, no JFA. Coolie was sporting back denim shoes. Looking for something to use, with a pistol in his pocket and a bottle of booze. Well, it could be me or it could be you. It feels like my whole life is rearranged. Evan, you changed. Evan, you. Oh, you changed. Changed, oh how you changed. I gave you a hard time and didn't want to say you got a jail just the very next day. Oh, it's plain to see my friend that bitten is a Nazi. He was a Nazi, crack just the other day. Now he's down with the CIA. We got covert operations in Vietnam, making hits like an assassin. Now he's all gone. Oh, he went down to protect his country, eat Mexican food and make lots of money. Come back, got him, drive a big white car, then take himself a plane down to Nicaragua. It feels like I'm the only one to changed. Oh, how you changed. I gave you a hard time, didn't want to say you got out of jail just the very next day. Oh, it's plain to see my friend Nevin is a Nazi. Thank you. slowly in tonight. Funny how things look the same now that my friend had been changed. Let's go.
Outstanding, man. There you go. See, I've always been, I'm one of those guys that contends that if you can't do it with an electric acoustic guitar and some bongos, you can't do it.
Well, I'm the same way. Every song should be campfire, like ready to go, you know?
Is that what you guys do? You just sit around the smoky campfire and write fun songs about Nicaragua?
I feel like my life is a smoky campfire.
Sublime
can't
has a...
put it out.
Sublime has a huge following. You know, like, you guys aren't really, you've never been really a mainstream band. The mainstream success came sort of, you know, ironically, you know, a little bit later on. And then you haven't put an album out in a couple of years, but yet you can tour religiously anywhere and pack houses anywhere that you want. Is that
God,
like,
man, God bless the fans for that, man. I mean, you know, the guys wrote incredible music that, you know, stand the test of time. And the fans want to hear it. So.
And you were a fan just to start.
I still
thing.
Am, man.
You're like the, but you were like, you're the original, like, you know, Mark Wahlberg rock star guy, fan of the band.
You know what? I saw that movie for the first time not so long ago, and yeah, it's kind of the same thing. You know, I mean, it's different music, of course.
Well, yeah, obviously.
It's pretty
and better
pretty
outfits.
Close. It's pretty, and I'm not with Jennifer Aniston, of course, but
yeah, but if you keep playing your cards right, you could be.
I get with her old ass.
He can write really, really, really good songs himself. So.
Right.
And he's super talented.
So are you guys gonna put out some new music soon?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Well, we already
man.
Got like 5 albums, but we're just holding back like Apple does, you know.
Really?
Like Apple does.
Now, is it tough for you guys? Like, you know, obviously with the record industry being what it is, will you release your music through your own website, that kind of a deal, or will you have your own label that you distribute it out on, or is it just gonna be MP3s?
I mean, when you're signed to a major label, then everything,
goes on the
involves
shelf.
Around like a huge machine,
right,
so to speak. So there's a lot more people working for you and underneath you and with you, of course.
Now, this is before the show or after the show or
this
during
is all
the show?
During and everything. I mean, and it's all conglomerated into one, you know, thing called an album cycle. But, you know, the bigger the band, the more people tied to it, and you know, the more confusing it gets, to be honest with you.
Now, is it tougher for you guys in other parts of the country? Like, does the Midwest get Sublime with Rome? Because I found it's like a West Coast. I mean, West Coast, obviously, everybody gets it.
The further away we get from the West Coast, the more appreciation we get. Because
really?
People don't get as much really good music out here than, you know, like Hollywood is spoiled by it.
Right.
All these great bands that are always there and live there. And so people just go in there and they just clap kind of, oh, yeah, that was all right. And then when they're walking out, I've been to see some really good bands. Walking out, I hear people saying,
nice. Yeah, you could have showed up for it.
I'm a high school dropout, sorry.
That's all right, we got it.
High school dropout, sorry.
It's all good. It's a family show. The people on the internet got that.
I was ever on the radio, so the F word.
I can't.
Right,
did you really?
Yeah, I was on like over 20 years ago with Dweezil and Moon Zappa.
Oh, you did a nice. That's a good name drop right there. Moon Zappa's hot.
I used to, the first record I made was with Dweezil when I was like 15.
But really?
Anyways, so Dweezil and Moon and I were on K-Rock on the original Loveline show.
Right.
And I'm sitting there.
Did you have any discharge?
No.
There was no pussy discharge.
No, I right, can't cool. speak for Dweezil and Moon.
Right, of course.
But,
why wouldn't you?
But anyway, so yeah, at that's one point, Dweezil goes, this is my drummer, Josh. And I go, yeah, man, effing this and that. I was like, oh my God. Like the first words out of my mouth. And I was like 16, the big F-bomb.
You know, congratulations, your career is over that quick.
And that was the end of Josh Freeze.
That was it. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Have you ever had Gigi Allen on the show before?
I have not, but I met Gigi Allen, and you don't
no
know
way.
Who people don't know who this is. Gigi Allen is a guy man. Who was the most disgusting performance artist in the history of music.
Pooped on stage.
Yeah.
But he was a really nice guy, right?
He's from Manchester, New Hampshire. He's dead now. Manchester, New Hampshire, and I went to school in Boston. His sister-in-law shows up in the radio station, like completely obliterated. And she's like, can you play some Gigi? And I happen to have Freaks, Faggots, Drunks, and Junkies on CD.
Sweet.
Which was
wow.
like, yeah. So we were like, oh, yeah, sure, sure, we'll play that. No problem.
You got the thing on Blu-ray?
Huge mistake.
Carmelita. That'd be a good one to play.
Huge mistake was what that was.
Oh, dude, I bet you got some calls.
Yeah, that was the College Center, you know, the radio station.
Phone blew up, but not in the good way.
No, the College Center had the radio station on in the lobby, and, you know, all these parents are bringing their freshmen in for freshman weekend, and they get Gigi Allen in their ears.
Oh, my God.
So, kids, there's your Google assignment for tonight. Yeah. Gigi Allen.
Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies.
Yeah, and the Scum and Something Brigade. And there was, I mean, he had so many different bands, so... Yeah. He makes El Duce look like a nice guy.
Yeah, I made El Duce look like a Donnie Osmond.
Yeah, so. You guys want to play another song? Yeah,
sure.
Can you do that? We have time to do that?
About? Yeah, I think we got time
he
to do that.
One happy pirate. I'll
yeah, if he
you.
Wasn't busy beating people to pulp and putting poop in their face.
Yeah, they're
El Duce.
Nice guy if you cut away all that stuff.
It's a
family show right there. Bring the kids home.
Nothing bad you can say about him.
All right.
Let's do Wrong Way.
All right, live here in the studios. Of KDKB, once again, Sublime with Rome. Sold out, by the way. Congratulations, gentlemen, for selling out the Marquee
you.
Tonight. That's going
to
be awesome.
It's our first time playing the Marquee. We're actually very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's a sweaty club.
Yeah. Well, I'm a sweaty man, so, you know, we'll get together and sweat.
All right, works out perfectly. Live in the studios of KDKB, once again, welcome Sublime with Rome.
And he's 12 years old, and too much will be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid by the quickness you get laid. For your family get paid, baby, it's the wrong way. I gave her all that I had to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Salty tears running down to a chin. And smears up the makeup you never wanted. Cigarette rests between her lips. But I'm staring at it the wrong way. Shine if I can, but I am only a man. So I take her to the can, it's the wrong way. The only family that she's ever had is the 7 horny brothers and her drunk ass dad. He needed money, so we put her on the street. Everything was going fine until the day she met me. Happy I said, wanna shoot your dad. I'll do anything I can, it's the wrong way. We talk all night, trying to make it right. Believe me, things were tight, it was the wrong way. So run away if you wanna stay. Cause I ain't here to make ya. Oh Lord, it's up to you what you really wanna do. Spend some time in America. Dub style, boo. Took a hike, no matter if I like it or not, because she only wants the wrong way. I gave her all that I had to give, she still wouldn't take it. Oh Lord, her two bad nights are leaking like a sieve, but it's doing some makeup and never wanted.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Thank you very much, man. That was awesome.
Thank you guys, man.
And I like the fact that you were smart enough to understand that there are certain words we couldn't say during that time.
I told him that just the other day. One of the things, I'm really proud of you, man. We went
really proud of you.
And you just perfectly edited yourself.
Did you get a gold star and everything like that?
Dude, I got a gold star and an HJ. Yeah, I abbreviated it.
Nice job.
It's a family channel.
I understand that. Yep.
That's why he's
going to
be so good at all the spots.
Yeah. So, hey, Sublime with Rome tonight sold out over at the Marquee Theater. Now, obviously, next time we get a chance to get you guys to come into town, we want you to play a nice big outdoor place so we can just all party. Is that cool?
Yeah, promise.
Can we get that done?
Definitely.
All right, you've got about 15, 20 minutes to get to your meet and greet.
Well, it's about 30 minutes away, so we're excited.
All right, well, math never your
strong. Thank you guys very much for having us here, man. It's always love.
I appreciate it, man. 93.3 KDKB.